So now, since this business has been so lucrative for you, you know, and you did mention the exit strategy before with your prior stripping days.
Yeah.
Now that you're in porn, is there an exit strategy for you there, or are you going to be So you're going to be in the granny category as well?
You know, I'm not saying definitely that I'll be on film. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like, I'm not making a commitment to being on film or off film, but I'm not also retiring either. Like, I still shoot now, and like, you know, maybe I won't shoot for a few years, maybe I will, who knows? But the thing is I direct and produce now as well, and I also manage talent. So I'm trying, I also went to film school. I'm trying to be versed in every aspect of the adult industry, and especially the adult film industry, so that way I can provide that information to the other talent that I manage.
Right, and that's what I was going to get at too, because when I say exit strategy, I mean, obviously this is all you know, so I don't mean exit like I'm done with porn. I'm out more so like starting your own Vivid Entertainment and then producing your own films and making the money like that.
So for about, I guess, like 8 years, 9 years, I've had Wideside Productions, which is my production company.
Congrats.
Thank you. And we produce content for 5 different sites. We also have a different DVD distribution deal. And even though DVDs are like, seems old and antiquated, the whole concept is that you make a project that has a box cover. Whether you sell that in a tangible DVD or you sell it online, it's kind of irrelevant.
Right.
You know, but regardless, I have, you know, distribution deals, and yeah, it's good. It's good. And then I also manage talent. I try to, you know, share the knowledge that I've learned over the years with the talent that I represent.
Okay. So now, when you create this content, right, how are those deals facilitated with, you know, those porn sites? Do you just call and say, hey, I'm Sarah J, I have content, introduce it to them, and then they buy it from you? Like, how did that work?
You know, all sites and all platforms are different. Like, with my distribution deal, I have Pulse PurePlay is my distributor. So I make a project, I send it to them, and then they print it up into DVDs. And then I also, based on my contract with them, I am capable of reselling that same project digitally online myself anywhere that I see fit. So you just, a lot of times, depending on the platform, you just upload it. You know, you upload, you create a studio account or like whatever, and you just upload it to the platform. And then I also have my own site, sarahj.com. I have whiteside.com, and then I run romemajor.com. We provide content for angelinacastrolive.com, karenfisher.com. Yeah, so.
So you kind of use those platforms as free promotion and sell it direct to consumer from your site.
Yeah, I sell it, right. Well, we sell it everywhere we can, just to be honest. You know, like any place that there has traffic.
Available.
Yeah, there's traffic, we put it there. Like, why not? Like, this is the digital world and everybody gets their porn in different ways. Like, you might like X Hamster, and he might like Pornhub. And he might like DVDs. And he might want to go directly to sarahj.com. So, like, we try to put a little bit of our content everywhere so that it gets to all consumers.
Oh, well, there you go. It sounds like you got the game mapped out, girlfriend. That's what's up. So tell me now, what's your advice to, like, you know, young girls that how can I say this, that don't see another way out, like a little girl in Ohio trying to figure it out, but stuck, is a product of her environment. Doesn't see no way out, you know. Do you recommend her to take the same path you did, or would you suggest other options?
You know, everybody's mental is different. It really depends on, like, where your mental is at. You got to be, like, strong, because you're going to get, you know, people, when you put yourself out there, you get positive and negative feedback. So you have to be strong enough to be able to handle and take that negative feedback and also, like, process it correctly and, like, be like, okay, it doesn't really matter, you know? Like, I don't really care what you think.
Yeah.
So you have to, your mental has to be strong, but, if it's the right person for the job and they enjoy sex, because you really should do what you enjoy doing, you know? So,
you can get paid for it, why not?
Yeah, like, and there's too many people that are in the industry that don't enjoy sex, and then they just make a little bit of money and they get out and they're like angry about it, and you know, they end up doing things that they didn't want to do. And then those are the people that end up being bitter about the industry. So, love sex, number one. And number two, like, really have a stable mental, you know, and it really helps. Number if you three are business minded, and if you're not business minded, that you're willing to have people around you that are business minded so they can help you profit to the best of your ability, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I advise people all the time, like, if you feel comfortable doing it and if all those things are in place, do it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always have to take the factor of your family into consideration too, which I've never really had an issue with, but there's plenty of people out there who do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as long as you're not concerned about people knowing, because as soon as you take a photo, and I don't care if it's a selfie or a naked picture or sex with somebody, people are going to see it somewhere. Somebody's going to see it. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't take it unless you don't want people to see it, you know?
That's
so, like, people that get in the industry and they're like, oh, like, you know, I just do this little thing on the side. Like, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to make your potential amount of money if nobody knows, first of all. And second, if people knowing is, like, an issue, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Right.
Right. So if all those things are in factor, are in place, you know, then just do it. Like, and it's funny, I just got back from Colombia. Interesting, because poverty is
mm-hmm.
in Colombia. There's a lot of poverty, like a lot
sure.
of poverty in Colombia. And camming has really taken off for the talent in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of been...
You mean webcam?
Yeah, it's okay. kind of been like a godsend for a lot of these girls, because there's really not strip clubs in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
There's brothels.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work at a strip club, you work at a brothel.
Right, which is a whorehouse.
Right.
Okay.
It's a whorehouse, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So for these girls to be able to have the opportunity to cam,
mm-hmm.
They have cam studios set up. That's a safe environment. It's clean and, like, distraction-free. You know, you're not going to have your grandma coming in, your kids, or your dogs, or whatever. You know? So, like,
yeah.
these girls go
oh,
to these studios
yeah.
with high-speed internet, and they're able to connect, create a fan base, connect with their fans, and make way more money than they could doing anything else in the area. It's really helping them raise their lifestyle.
Well, shit, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, goddamn. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? So, my last question. If you can do it all over again, would you do it the same?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I would do it all the same. Yeah, I feel like... I went into this, like, with intention,
mm-hmm.
and I've had motivation, I've had drive, and I've had, like, the business sense to, like, make it all work.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally do it all the same. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah. No, I was just saying, like, you know, there's definitely different paths that you can take in the adult
Absolutely.
Industry, and none of them are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, maybe you don't want to own your own business and you just would like to be made a star, and there's that path. You know, there's, like, plenty of paths to choose from, but I chose the path that works for me, and I created it and I built it, and it's still working for me.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy.